A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. They preach, but they do not practice. With these few words, Jesus gives the crowd and disciples a warning about imitating the scribes and Pharisees. And he preaches as well an important lesson. These words of the gospel have come down to us as the admonition, "Practice what you preach." Anyone who preaches, teaches, advises, etc., must strive to live out their words in their daily lives. Otherwise, they risk becoming considered a hypocrite. A lack of consistency between words and works can also lead to indifference or lack of trust in the hearers. There's an old adage you may have heard, "I can't hear what you're saying because your actions speak so loudly." Or more simply, "Actions speak louder than words." Some also say that if the preacher waited until he practiced perfectly what he preached, nothing would ever be preached. That's true in one sense. We are all sinners. We're weak and fallible people, prone to mistakes. But one does not have to be perfect in something before sharing the wisdom of it with others. Is the message true? Is it beneficial for holiness? Then, as one preaches to others, one is, at the same time, preaching to oneself. We may not be able to practice everything we preach because it may not apply to us directly. However, the principal practice every preacher needs to work on is growing in the spiritual life and prayer. This is done chiefly through maintaining a committed prayer life and intimate relationship with the Lord, which leads to holiness. If we do this, then, even if we seem to fail or don't measure up to external expectations or regulations, we will still be successful. What is the difference between preaching and teaching? Preaching differs from teaching, which is simply instructing others in skills or facts. Preaching is proclaiming publicly religious truth. It is principally articulating or expressing one's understanding of the truth. It is the truth of the gospel, of God's sacred word, of revelation itself. Even more, the goal of preaching is to reach out and move another person's heart and mind so that they desire to put into action the message that they have received from the preacher. I once heard someone describe preaching as injecting fire into their bones. Now that is truly graced preaching. There are many examples of preachers who use not only words but their lives to spread the word of God. In the Old Testament, Jeremiah's life and actions as a prophet spoke to the people of Israel. He was compelled by the power of God's word to preach even when he did not want to, because of what it cost him. In his confessions, he says such things as, "When I found your words, I devoured them and they became my joy and the happiness of my heart." But then again, he says, "My heart beats wildly. I cannot be still. The word in my heart becomes like a fire burning." In the New Testament, we read of St. Paul spending himself so that he can preach to everyone, Jew and Gentile alike. He too feels urged on to preach Christ crucified, even if his listeners do not want to hear what he has to say. And in one of St. Augustine's sermons on the Psalms, he enjoins his listeners to sing with their lives, that their lives become a song. Well, we can say the same thing in this context. Preach with your lives. Let your whole life be a word of God. Before St. Dominic founded his order of preachers, he spent a good 10 years practicing and praying what he was preaching. Through this discipline, the word preached would not land on deaf ears, but fall into hearts open to receive it. In fact, Dominic founded his cloistered nuns to continue this practicing and praying kind of preaching, so that down through the centuries, the spoken word of God would bear much fruit in the salvation of countless men and women around the world. The best form of preaching that every baptized Christian can do is by way of example. This occurs voluntarily or not. Our behavior unconsciously conveys a message. So, this Lent is a good time to get our heart right with God, to be converted anew, and to enkindle the fire of the Holy Spirit within our souls to proclaim with greater zeal and conviction the redemptive death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. So be it.